So the next poet that we have is Brother Mohsen Jafri. Mohsen is a fourth-year religious studies and philosophy major and has been writing poetry since the age of 12 and has been a part of and won many poetry slams. His poetry focuses on practical lessons we can gain through the lives of Prophet Muhammad and his holy progeny, peace be upon them all. Please welcome Brother Mohsen Jafri with a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري ولا عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي صل على محمد وعلى محمد Subhanallah, I'm not at a janaza. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Harsh truth between these phrases, real talk. I think we went through many phases, but not to the point where we lie about being the greatest. Third world occupation don't motivate us. Never hide from fear, we face it. We die on a daily basis. 1492, Columbus thought he actually saved us, but now we witness the rebirth of indigenous genocide. We try to fly like a butterfly flies, but our wings are tied. We are emancipated through Satan in the form of corporations, Freemasons, Bilderberg, Rothschild, watch a child, cause they're manipulated by simple sources like YouTube. Brainwashing at its peak, and next it could be you too. Because maturity does not belong to the age. Maturity belongs to the wisdom of your mind. Because even Joseph, at a young age, redefined the purpose of life and time, reminding us that the all-seeing being is only the divine, blinded by ignorance, so we choose to neglect his signs. We see through the eyes he gave us, but choose not to lower our gaze. We say he is the greatest, but bow down to the oppressors of today. You see, hypocrisy at its finest, reminding us of Jahiliyyah. We say we have it the worst, but don't know the struggles of the Prophet's Shias. So let me take you a step back and tell you the practicality. Tell you the practicality during the times of antiquity where we would strive to first help our own communities. You see, I see the efforts of Rasulullah through the tears of my mother, through the sound of Aqama, waking me for Fajr prayers, but we have invalidated those struggles. Why are we spreading more disunity? Religion is pure, but people are filled with impurity, and that's the reason why it's the divisions in our community. We strive for sectarian unity, but don't even care about our own Shia's prosperity. We say we preparing for the Imam, but all this nonsense talk is just scaring me, because our Shia's will be the first one to face his sword, and that's something I'm not prepared to see. We need to realize through the eyes and see how a revolution requires intellect. Better yet, let's make the teachings of Imam Sadiq manifest that silence can speak 1,000 words and make an intellectual movement progress. You see, revolution does not mean to scream at the top of your chest in front of closed embassies who pay no attention to this. This is the type of absurd mentality we need to forget. This is the type of absurd mentality we need to forget, better yet. And why are we hating people with different ideologies? We follow different scholars with knowledge that show humility. So tell me, who are we to point our fingers at the scholarly? Someone is a Rahbari, someone is a Shirazi, Rouhani, Sistani, Gulpaygani, Khurasani. But tell me, who is a Shia and who is following properly? All the labels are ruining our faith. This is not what Imam Hussein fought to see. And there's a reason why we don't reach to the top. We're worried about issues that cause our intellect to stop. The youth can't get married, cause nowadays the questions if you say it or not. I'm just stating the obvious, ain't getting mad at ya. But you see, half of our imams married black women coming from Africa, so let's face it, our cultures clash with Islam. Our cultures clash with Islam, cause nowadays our people are racist, discrimination, Black Lives Matter, and there's no room for white supremacist nations. These words echo to the oppressed, brothers whose mothers sacrificed for the spiritual emancipation. So may Allah grant them patience and let my thoughts manifest through this ink. Till then, I'll dream for the day where we open up our eyes and see the clearest of ways. Let your voice speak the truth while you being afraid, and prepare for the 12th prince and patiently wait. JazakAllah khair. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Salli Allah, Muhammad Wale, Muhammad.
That was great. That was real great. MashaAllah. We got an announcement for everybody in the crowd. Al-Faraj presents to you the 2016 retreat. A few guest speakers that are going to be there are Sheikh Hasnan Amir, Sayyid Ali Zaidi, Sheikh Mehdi Rastani, and Alima Batul Arastu. You can find them on Facebook at Al-Faraj Retreat. You can register. The ages are from 18 to 35. It's $150 to register. So please go ahead and register and enjoy your time there. The activities will include paintballing, swimming, hiking, some workshops, and as well as one-on-one sessions. Inshallah. Our next performer, Jafar Ali, has a master's degree in geology and engineering geology. He has worked for major construction companies and agencies. In addition, he's a New York City licensed professional. So when I called out New York, where were you, my brother? In addition, he is a New York City licensed professional for safety manager. Please give us a loud salvat for Jafar Ali. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I guess he wasn't in the house. Well, one last call for Brother Jafar Ali. Are you here? We're really trying to hear what you got to say, my brother. Come on. Oh man, all right. Well, inshallah, let's move on to the next performer. Husna Hashim is an African-American 16-year-old rising junior from Philly, Pennsylvania. She has been writing poetry for over 6 years now and has received numerous performance opportunities and writing awards, including a gold key, silver key, two honorable mentions, and a National American Voices Medal from the Scholastic Art and Writing Awards. So please, let's give us a loud salvat for Ms. Husna Hashim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
I'm going to do two poems. My first poem is called Mortality. We have become conditioned to turn our backs as black Muslim bodies hit the earth. The bullet is always a catalyst for the blemish, disfiguring soft flesh and disrupting privacy. Within seconds, hemoglobin, an oxygen-carrying protein molecule, disperses red pigment. Blood stains the concrete burgundy. Blood stains our heart's terracotta lilac. Blood stains our perug's crimson. Blood stains our chador scarlet. We wash the fabrics, hang the perug to dry on the laundry line, watch them billow in the wind, rising upwards like the smoke of ashes. We soap our hearts up with baking soda and vinegar, making sure to rinse them well with distilled water before the chadors get buried with the dead people. On February 24th, 2016, three Sudanese American young Muslim men were massacred, execution style, in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Multiple bullets sizzled through their bodies. The sharp smell of burnt flesh filled the air. Fort Wayne police estimate multiple perpetrators. Corpses laid in an abandoned house, withering. Muhammad Taha Omar, Adam Mackey, and Muhannad Tahrab, dead. We did not know until 5 days later. The media did not notice until 5 days later. It has long been time to recognize the intersection of anti-blackness and anti-Muslim bigotry. Graveyards seem to be the only pilgrimage places we can afford to go to nowadays. Our traditional communities harbor an obvious racial hierarchy. We tend to lean towards Arab supremacy. Why? Do Arab American Muslim bodies attract more attention than Black American Muslim bodies? What is wrong with our hyaline protoplasm? That colorless material comprising all living cells, is our melanin too prominent? Is our history too rich? Were our ancestor slave ships and immigrant ships just worthless? The public is always silent? Have they become desensitized to our skin? They say, if you only didn't talk like that, if you only weren't so dark, if you only pulled your pants up, maybe they would stop shooting us then. I just want them to stop shooting us. In the Quran, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. He said, fear not. Indeed, I am with you. Both I hear and I see, so I try not to fear the gunshots. I try not to fear the public silence. Instead, I hope only for the morning. The morning when the sun will peek through the cloud, showering down blessings of light, and I will spin and spin and spin and spin, soaking up this light until I am drowned in it. I will swim, swirling the dried blood of my brothers in the morgue with every breaststroke. I will unearth my bloody chador and wash it gently. I will wear the blood-stained cloak as a mark of reclamation. Thank you. I'm gonna do one more poem. This poem's called Missing Girls, and it's about female infanticide. It is mid-morning, a third-floor classroom. No sunlight can break through the blinds because they are always drawn. We are learning about China in AP World History. Nausea is overtaking my body. I sit in my seat, my hand raising shakily, cringing as my teacher casually mentions female infanticide, female genocide, deliberate death, the premature shattering of beauty. I wanted to explain their pain to my class in the Quran. وَإِذَا الْمَوْعُوذَةُ سُعِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. And when the female infant buried alive is asked, upon what sin was she killed for? Upon what sin was she killed for? Why does God have to ask why she was killed? Why do the gates of heaven have to ask why she was killed? Why was she killed? Why is no one crying for her? Traditional feminism is important, but it is also important to recognize intersectionality, the fact that the juncture of all inevitable and cultural categorizations shape an oppression. The fact that our identity shapes systemic inequality. I am an intersectional feminist because not only do women make less money than men, but Black women make less money than white women, and Latina women make less money than Black women, and society has eaten away at our stomachs, dissolving women. Termite on lumber towards women, and the Chibuk girl is still missing, and the Chinese girl is still missing, and the Indian girl is still missing, and the questioning girl is still missing, and the Muslim girl is still missing, and the questioning Muslim girl is still missing. This earth won't cry for her, but the blinds have opened now, so I slowly lower my shaking hand. My stomach regurgitates prayers for tomorrow, hoping that the clouds floating outside the windows will cry for her, hoping that the clouds will not discriminate against her. I was taught that each drop of rain is the doing of a single angel. I do not use umbrellas anymore. Instead, I swim in the rain. Raindrops are the tears of missing girls. Raindrops come with sky when the world looks like it is about to explode. They are heartbeat. They are wind chime. They are pre-Hurricane Jaquan. Missing girls have become angels and are crying their prayers back to this earth. We must envelop them in open arms. We must let them know that it is okay if the explosive sky feels lonely sometimes, because we appreciate who they have become. We have learned to stop grinding their bodies, less mortar and pestle to flesh, no more ashes to be carried into the oceans. We have decided to stop sprinkling their ashes onto the pools of their tears. Thank you.
So next up, we're gonna have Sister Huma Wasim from California. She's dedicating this piece to Brother Ali Muaddil, who unfortunately passed away a couple years ago. Please recite a loud salawat for Sister Huma Wasim.
Assalamu alaikum. Before I start, could you please all recite Surah Fatiha for Ali Muaddil? And if you don't know him, look him up on YouTube. His last name is Moaddil. Thank you. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Do you see our brothers and sisters continue this weary fight? Tell me, can you see their voices taking flight as if to shake the heavens? Tell me, do you see the stars flaming tonight? Perhaps we should name these stars Michael Brown, Trayvon Martin, Oscar Grant, Sandra Bland, Renisha McBride, for their lives may have been extinguished, but their names are inscribed ever so bright in the starlight guiding our footsteps tonight. Tell me, do you see the flags burning tonight? Because tonight, America is yearning. Tonight, America is turning, rage churning as if to flip the world upside down, because perhaps that's what it will take for them to see the flames that surround them. Tell me, do you hear this land crying? Did you hear our elders sighing? Did you hear Tamir Rice as he lay dying, or Eric Garner as he gasped for his last breaths? Do you remember what Emmett Till said before his young, barely recognizable body was brought to his mother? Can you imagine what he thought as those men smothered his light? He now shines with the stars burning so bright. Do you realize that their innocence makes the sky heavy tonight? Do you realize that innocent black death in America is as innumerable as the stars that light up the night? In the land of the free, do you hear freedom choking? In the home of the braves, do you see the barrel smoking as another bullet desecrates another brown body? Do you see our sisters and brothers fight for their rights face to face with the rifles, the militarized vehicles? Do you see the bare souls and anguish tonight? Because tonight, America is burning. Tonight, America is burning, and no amount of thick smoke can cloak this yearning, this aching, bones breaking, body shaking, longing to be free. Do you see America burning as its tears flow into the sea? Do you taste the salt in its wounds? Do you smell the burn in its flesh? Do you hear the mother as she croons to comfort all the children she has lost? She looks to the stars, you see, because on nights like these, there is no solace in the air she breathes, and so she turns to the stars and seeks one that is dimming, because tonight, America is brimming with injustice spitting on the souls of fallen stars. Tonight, America pays homage to its festering scars as its history writes new footnotes to hide the farce that is the American dream. Turn nightmare, turned reality, but you, turn on your TV to seek a remedy. Don't you see? There is no escape from the brutality that is life on the margins of America. Tonight, do you see America burning? Tonight, do you see America yearning? Turn your eyes to the stars and tell me, do you feel your stomach churning as you breathe in the smoke and the flames? Tell me, do you hear the earth screaming with innocent blood streaming in its rivers? Do you feel the rage and frustration that makes the ground quiver? Tell me, do you feel America's yearning? Tell me, do you yearn with America as you see it burning tonight?
Thank you, sister. Our next performer is a recent graduate from Rutgers University by the name of Akbar Rizvi. That is all he wanted you to know about him. He's a man of mystery. So let's give a loud round of applause for this gentleman. Man, I'm having bad luck today, man. Is he here? Brother Akbar Rizvi. There we go. Let's repeat, give him a loud salvat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So guys, I'm relatively a newcomer to this poetry thing, so please be easy on me. Feel free to snap, crackle, pop, whatever you need to do. Yeah. So this one's dedicated to Imam Zamana. It's called The Gift of the Birth. Behind the curtains of heaven, he rests awaiting until that time in which the angel will be stating, "Arise, arise, all you warriors with intellect. Your savior has come, so come and give him some respect. A simple look on his face, and you will see the truth from the progeny of Muhammad and who other than Ali too. With the chest so broad, what a stallion he will be, wielding the Zulfiqar, what a sight we will see. From hearing his name, his enemies will fear, the scared look on their faces, trembling with tears. Labbaik ya Hussein, the warriors will chant, staring down their enemies, knees shaking in their pants." This one's for the believers. What a time it will be when the Savior will guide us, whether alive or in deep slumber, my master will unite us. I have two more. This one's dedicated to Imam Ali. It's called The Slave of the Almighty and the Beloved of the Gift to Mankind. There was once a man so humble and so sweet. He fought wars with his words in which he was never beat. Forget the wars with his words. He fought real crusades too. With God's gift by his side, his progeny saved me and you. He stayed up nights helping others, and the sun never saw him sleep. The three came to him for help, for his words were so deep. For his words were so wise, from the Prophet did he learn. He was born in the Kaaba, and only the truth did he yearn. He was the Lion of Allah, and his mother called him Heather. He led wars for the Prophet, even when under the weather. He wielded the Zulfiqar, oh yes, what a blade. He slashed evil in half, oh what history he made. When the Prophet announced on Ghadir, "O people, this is my successor," undoubtedly it was Ali. Look in the books, no one else was better. He loved to fast in the heat and do wudu in the cold. We are his followers, but we start saying we're too old. He divorced this world three times. He saw it was so full of hatred. So why are you chasing after this dunya? Chase after peace is so sacred. He was martyred in Sujood. What a coincidence, so was his son. Both have acts that in the heat of battle are still ranked number one. All the signs are there. If it were up to him, he would remain nameless. The Almighty said no, for putting you on this planet shall not be aimless. Part of the rope to hold tight. Without you, where would I be? Without your Nur to guide me, Ali, I'm like a voyage lost at sea. Someone told me, "Akbar, what words, what happened to the drudgery?" I said, "Brother, I'm not a poet, but sometimes it comes out as poetry." This one's for dedicated to Bibi Fatima. It's called "Fragrance of a Flower Nipped in the Bud." She was a flower from heaven without any rival. Prophet stood and said salam, because for sure it was vital. To show the world who this was, his princess, his daughter. Was there any doubt? Just take a look at who taught her. She was a Nur from which came Nur. Did you not know of her stature? Except her, there was no other that status who could recapture. A daughter of the Prophet, and then amidst three imams. Are you still surprised that she has Jannat within her palms? She was like the mother to her father, and that's how much her father respected her. And they made her stand in the courtyard. That's how they neglected her. Prophet said, if you hurt her, then you hurt him. And his words were final. What was the reason then for her did you stifle? And no one still knows where her grave does belong. O Zahra, what eloquence, your hijab is so strong. Just wait until the day when all mankind will stand. Then Bibi Fatima will come after the Almighty will command. Bow your heads in respect of which in the world you should have gave. For her and her family, you are all but a slave. With Bibi Fatima as my witness, I didn't write for the fame. Love suppression invites insanity. On that day, Akbar will claim. Salawat.
Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein, Labbaik ya Hussein. Sorry guys, we're kind of on a time crunch right now. But the next poet that we're going to have, her name is Aqila Naqvi. Aqila Naqvi is a writer and an optometry student based in New York City. More of her work can be found on her blog at aqilanaqvi.wordpress.com. Salawat.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nahmadahu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Speak to me of the greatest love story ever told. Speak to me of the greatest love story ever told of a woman, the daughter of the most noble man and the woman who was his heart, the one who all pursued but none could match the brilliance of her mind, the one whose beauty was her character and whose elegance was her words, the one who shone setting the sun to shame and arresting glimmer of light. Of a man, the son of the most loyal protector and the woman who entered the palace, the one who the tyrants challenged but none could match the lion's roar in battle, the one who the poor awaited in the dark, food delivered by a hidden stranger, the one who in prostration reached elevation, a humble peak of eloquence. Of a day, a knock sounded on a door and a father opened it with a smile, and a mouth was silent but eyes yearned for his blessing, and a question was asked and a silent heart rejoiced, and there lingered the fragrance of heavenly roses. Of a union, souls speaking another's name before they even knew their own, hearts composing symphonies of rhythm, rhythm itself does not know, hands of time clapping, for till now it did not know what it means to love, the murmur of the tide upon finally reaching the shore. Of a legacy, hers spreading the message of truth, his voice of justice through the land, her stand taken to reclaim her inheritance, his fall taken to safeguard unity, her branches reaching out 11 sons, his roots strengthening the tree, their continuous sacrifice for the beggar, the prisoner, the orphan. Of a tragedy, a pack of wolves with teeth bared sets the door to a house on fire. A wife with ribs crushed, caught behind the door, calls out his name. A wife with ribs crushed, caught behind the door, calls out his name. A husband, heart shattered, left witness to watch, calls out her name. Grief, falling upon the brightest of days, turns it into the darkest of nights. Of a burial, the night is empty and devoid of all stars on whom sorrow has cast a shadow. The funeral is empty except for one man come to bid farewell to his heart. The noise is empty save for his weeping upon seeing her bruises. The tongue is empty, for it has no more use for conversation. Speak to me, says a woman, as she watches her heart lay his cheek upon the soil. Speak to me, says a man, as his tears seep into the soil, separating him from his heart. Speak, the woman, the man. Ali, my heart, weep not. We shall meet again in another world. Fatima, my flower, be at ease. We shall meet again in another world. Until that day comes, in my memory now lingers your fragrance. Until that day comes, in my mind now lingers your fragrance, the fragrance of heavenly roses. Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
JazakAllah, sister. That was so very eloquent. Thank you so much.